Because it's time to bring in our guests this morning. They are the three finalists from Strictly Come Dancing. It's Chelsea and Jason and Harry.
And here they are.
Godfather.
Good morning.
Here they are.
Godfather.
Morning.
Morning.
Hello, everyone. Do you want headphones, Harry? God, oh, you're such a pro.
No, it just makes me feel like I'm on the radio.
I know, I actually am.
Look at Jason. He puts one... He's got one ear on, one ear off. Yes. He thinks he's doing Band-Aid.
It is.
It's Christmas.
Wowzers.
I've got a picture of Bruce Forsyth in front of me. The
yes.
Godfather.
Well, you know...
Symbolic?
It's inspirational.
It is inspirational. Yeah. Wow. He's got a great tan.
Hasn't he, Josh?
Yeah.
Next time.
But I don't have at the moment, I can tell you. Not until tomorrow night, that's
it's
for sure.
Jason and his partner, Christina. Now, Jason said to me something about something, and I said, punchline. Laugh, everyone! Laugh! Laugh, goddammit! Here they are in training.
Yeah, I love that. He's a funny man. Well, sometimes.
Congratulations to all three of you.
Yeah,
for making the final. Congratulations to Chelsea for getting excellent scores at the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Full house. Harry didn't get it because Craig Revel Hallward is a pig.
Harry deserved full marks.
Oh, do you know what? I think you did.
Thank you. Definitely.
Oh, you watched?
I watched on Saturday night, and I thought you were all brilliant.
Thank you.
But
thank
I thought you. I even tweeted about you, Harry.
Did you? That's very kind.
Saying that Harry fella's not that bad.
Oh yeah, I saw. Thanks for that.
Everyone tweets about Harry. Everyone loves Harry.
Everyone tweets about all three of you.
Pardon?
I love you.
I love you too.
Look, what I like about Chelsea is she's so demure and kind of like cutesy on the telly. And when I first met her, gosh, she's got a right mouth.
Really?
Oh, in real life.
Where was his first meeting?
Because I was filming Quiz Night right at the beginning of Strictly.
That's so right.
The week before it started, everybody was in for rehearsals and to get practiced. And I'm chatting with Robbie Savage and Harry. And out comes Chelsea going, oh, my God, I've just been in there. Blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
That's because I was in the company of Robbie Savage.
Is that what he brings out of you?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's an amazing series this year. Robbie Savage, of course, God love him. He lasted quite a long time.
He's not with us.
Sadly, he never made it. But he is going on the tour.
He is definitely going on the tour.
That will be brilliant.
He's bringing his own spray tan tent with him.
And his hair straighteners.
Bleaching dye.
Even though he's not on the show anymore, I think he's still getting a spray tan. I think he's still doing it.
I think he always will.
He loves it.
He loves a knitted cardi, old Robbie,
does.
Too.
That's
he loves
the highlight
a bit of a knit.
Friday night when he used to get a spray.
But he does look good for his age. You know, he's 50 years old. 50 years old.
Hides it well.
The Robster.
And you know he was a semi-professional footballer, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I bet you any money he's listening.
Oh, you know he is.
Yeah.
Oh,
of course he is. He'll be recording it and taking
notes.
He called me
before we came on. I was like, I'm just about to do Chris Moyles. And he said, I know, mate, I know.
He'll be texting Chris as we speak. In fact, by the look on Chris's face, I can see one coming through, actually, just as we speak.
He says, ask Chelsea... Say to Chelsea, you like a bit of Kentucky Fried Chicken, don't you?
Oh, yeah, because we always have KFC in the hotel when we're drunk.
And apparently they got told off for eating it in reception.
Yeah, that's true.
There you are, at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
It's a showbiz exclusive.
I love that. They're so rock and roll. 2 a.m, they're not out clubbing
or doing
anything illegal. They're all there. They're eating chicken in a reception of a hotel.
Does Rob like a drink?
Robbie Savage?
Yeah.
Occasionally.
I've never had a lemonade.
Well, I met up with him for a little drink while he was still in Strictly. And he came out on a Sunday evening. He had a couple of glasses of wine. It was all very sensible. Mm-hmm. And he had a roast dinner in the evening because it was a Sunday. And then he, obviously after the show, and then he had a roast and he took off the stuffing and the Yorkshire pudding.
He looks after himself, doesn't he?
And I'm like, that's the best bit.
He was so superstitious, Robbie, about the whole thing, wasn't he? I mean, you know, at one point, that red light that sort of shines down on you during the eviction process, he'd sort of worked out that this week that it was under a particular sort of person and that particular person was going to be him. And I think he sort of got his cousin to look through the last 10 series to see it. Where if you get placed on a particular place on the stair at that particular point in the show, you go out.
He's cracked the code.
He's cracked the code.
He's cracked full stop.
He's correct.
So, Chelsea, when you came into this, obviously, how old are you?
I'm 23.
23.
Just turned.
Ah, 23. Happy birthday. And so Chelsea comes in to the show, and then you meet all the other people who are going to be on.
Yeah.
So be honest, you can tell the truth, it's allowed.
Okay.
How many of the people on Strictly had you heard of before, and who did you not have a clue who they were? Jason Donovan.
I love that.
I think I knew everyone, actually.
You big fibber.
No, honestly, I did.
I don't think anybody knew everybody.
Well, no one knew who I was.
Well, I'll give you that.
Yeah. I do now. Oh,
don't be nasty to me.
I'm not being nasty. That's always a joke. What's Chelsea from Waterloo Road? And I was like, is that where she lives?
At one point, I was getting called Charlie as well.
Oh.
Charlie?
Yeah.
Where did they come from?
I don't know.
Are you a McFly fan?
Just say yes. Oh, she loves Shine a Light, but she didn't know it was us.
Yeah. I always recognised Tom.
Yeah.
Because he was the lead singer, but I didn't recognise Harry.
Well, they're one of the biggest groups to come out of Britain ever.
Yeah,
McFly.
If not the.
Yeah,
that's not true.
Stargirl is still one of the best songs.
Yeah,
is that that's a McFly song, isn't it?
Yeah,
is it?
What do you not know?
Is that Stargirl?
It's McFriday.
It's McFriday.
Every Friday we play Stargirl, and we've done it for 2 years.
It brings a weekend in. It brings a weekend in.
It's bought him a house in Brighton.
Wow.
And then, of course, Jason Donovan. I mean, what this man hasn't done, Chelsea.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. Is he a bit of a legend?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
A bit.
Much beloved by Britain.
Here we go.
TV star and Neighbours, one of the biggest TV shows in the world, if you count the world being Australia and England. This TV show, Chelsea, was so popular, it was on twice a day.
What was it called? Home and Away or Neighbours?
Neighbours!
Don't say Home and Away, they're like the opposition.
I get mixed up between the two.
You know when we do the walk down on the show, we get Chelsea Healy from Waterloo Road, Harry from McFly, and then he's always last, and it's stage and screen superstar.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Sounded like it.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Definitely giving me a good little title. I'm the eldest statesman amongst these lot at the moment, I have to say.
Well, because you're 30 now, Jason. Harry's 25.
Yes.
And Chelsea 23. So that's all.
Yeah, it's all comparative.
Mm. Yeah. But, this TV show, Chelsea, Neighbours, I can't tell you how big it was. Twice a day it was on.
The same episode.
It was unbelievable.
Bigger than El Dorado.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Huge. Mm.
Bigger than
El Dorado.
That's my impression of you. And then he went. Yeah, that's how you talk. Then he went into. Then he became a pop star and was huge. Mm. Girls had posters of him on the bedroom walls.
Amazing.
He got mobbed wherever he went.
Yep.
A lot of love for the Don, eh?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
J Don official.
Was that a subliminal mention of your Twitter name?
You know, it's a funny thing trying to find that Twitter name. I get so much stick about that Twitter name, but I was going to change it before I started Strictly to make it sort of more concise, but I couldn't get my name back. And
J Don official.
At J Don official.
That's what he's known as now. Yeah.
Harry, what are you?
Yeah.
McFly Harry.
McFly Harry. Yeah, that's easy.
That makes sense, isn't it?
Yeah. Chelsea, you on the Twitter?
Yeah, Chelsea Healer.
There you go, look at that.
She can get her name. She's the only person that you probably wouldn't be able to get, you know, anything close to it now. But
no.
It's a very difficult sort of process, owning your own name.
Absolutely.
Dave, you've done something like this before. You've done Dancing on Ice.
I followed your progress a lot.
And
this is why I have the utmost respect for what you're doing.
How was it?
Where you got. I loved it. But it's absolutely exhausting because it completely takes over your life.
I thought your highlight was the hoedown.
When
you were in the cowboy thing, that was just genius, man.
Achy breaky heart on ice.
That so much.
And then Dave did the tour as well. He was on the Dancing on Ice tour.
And funnily enough, a bit like the McFly scenario, is you were in the audience sort of every week.
Mm.
You
know, yeah, we go every week.
Sort of matched up. I mean, you know, love of brothers and all that sort of.
And could it have been any further away?
I know.
God, it was that I used to wake up on a Sunday and go, I've got to go. I've got to go. It's that far away. I've got to leave now.
I'm trying to get him voted out.
It's never easy with these TV things to try and get an audience in. I mean, it takes my wife and the whole process about 5 or 6 hours on a Saturday. Mm. You know? They leave it sort of, and we're Shepherd's Bush. I mean, we're literally around the corner. Yeah. But it was L Street. Is it? Yeah.
No, I know. We went. So I beg your pardon. It was at Shepperton, which is further away. L Street again this year.
Nightmare.
Well, anyway, listen to us yakking away like we're stuck in a lift and forced to talk. But what we'll do the news, and then we'll come back and we'll have more chat and we'll...
Achy, breaky heart.
We'll talk about it, yeah. Thank you, J-Don Official. At J-Don Official, right? And don't forget also, Jason, so Chelsea, I didn't even finish telling you what Jason's done. Actor, right? Massive TV show. Pop star, hugely, much loved. West End star, starring in musicals. Right? Yeah. He's the voice in a PlayStation game?
No.
Are you real?
Did you not know that?
No.
That's where I get I do this thing with these guys where I go, dancing the cha-cha-cha, Jason Donovan and his partner, Christina Rianoff.
He's a man of many talents.
I've got that sort of, which is the same, sort of a very similar voice for the Buzz, you know.
Yeah.
The Buzz game.
The game called Buzz.
Oh, no way.
He's the host.
That's classic. Yeah.
Right, next question.
Yeah. And who is the band member from McFly that is dancing in Strictly Come Dancing?
Harry. let's do the news.
In my house.
Where's the news coming from? Oh, why three? All right. So we'll do the news and then we'll come back and then we should play some McFly.
Yes, definitely. Good shout.
We should play some Jason Donovan.
Definitely. Some J-Don. Jace Cheely.
J-Don.
Chelsea Healy as well.
Do you sing, Chelsea?
No, I'm tone deaf. Can't sing today.
Oh, you can get a job in McFly. I'm joking. All right, well, we'll do the news, then we'll come back with more from Harry, Jason and Chelsea. After Dominic and Tina do the news of sport.
8:35 now. Neighbours.
Everybody needs good neighbours. Now, does that not mean anything to you, Chelsea? Yeah, you can put the button. We can still hear you. Do you know that theme tune?
Yeah, I know the song.
You don't, do you?
Words, yeah.
Well, we can teach you the words later.
Okay.
Neighbours, everybody needs good neighbours. Oh, it's lovely.
It's such a warming spirit.
It really, I mean, it's a load of nonsense.
It's an emotional journey, though.
My neighbours hate me. I had a run-in with one of them the other day. Don't even get me started.
She's emailed you.
Oh, my God, slammed the door in my face. Anyway, you think I'm joking? Oh!
Maybe you should play that.
Just a friendly wave each morning. Yeah, she'll get a wave. Anyway. Waterloo Road. There's lots going on there. Denise is always
partying
away. Here we go.
Okay, well, thank God I didn't sing that chorus.
All right, so Chelsea, Jason and Harry are all here. Who is going to win the Strictly Come Dancing final? It's anybody's. It really is anybody's. Well, when I say anybody's, I mean between Harry and Chelsea. As they go to... But who do you want to win?
I love it.
Give us a text, 81199. Tell us who you want to win Strictly. Or if you're on Twitter, you can send us a message to @ Chris Moyle Show. And then we'll read out some tweets in a couple of records time. 81199, give us a little text. Meanwhile, come in, Labyrinth. Benny Benassi and Cinema on Radio 1. Oh, we're having a laugh. We are having a laugh with the Strictly Come Dancing finalists. And the lovely Chelsea Healy on Twitter, @ Chelsea Healy. And Mr. Harry, sorry, @ McFly Harry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And @ J Don Official.
That's so
Jai
bad.
Don. Jai
it's
Don.
So
Don.
It's so bad, it's good.
Jai Don. I love this. I just saw a tweet which is something like, we are very confused. We are all girls in our early 40s and we can't decide whether we want to marry Harry or mother him.
Right.
Isn't that lovely?
Both?
Well,
that's a bit weird, though, isn't
it? No. I don't think so, no. Anyway, let's play another record.
Sounds like a David Williams sketch.
Mm. Here we go. Let's get back to the hits.
J-Dun.
Remember this one back in time in the 1980s, ladies and gentlemen. This guy was huge, and I don't mean fat. Star of stage and screen. Let's go back and remember one of his big hits, Too Many Broken Hearts. It's Jason Donovan.
You were almost that guy.
What?
Yeah. Bruno Mars, I think.
But no,
Bruno, what was he?
Bruno Brooks. Bruno. The other Bruno.
I think I'm more Bruno Brooks than Bruno Mars. Definitely. Right, here comes some lovely messages then. Chelsea to win, she's so sweet, says Ali. Chelsea all the way, she is phenomenal.
Nice? Thank you.
Says Martin. I'm voting for Chelsea, she's amazing, and all my family love her, says Becky in Buckingham.
That's nice.
That's lovely. Thank you.
What about this? My daughter is 6 and has not missed a week of Strictly, and she wants Harry to win, says Michelle from Devon.
Thanks, Michelle.
Kelly from Gainsborough. Harry to win is amazing. Harry all the way.
Thank you.
Especially after that Attitude photo shoot, says James in Stoke. Have you seen this yet?
I haven't.
Oh, my God. Chelsea. Woof!
Now look at him in a different way.
You can't not.
He was going to wear some of those outfits on the Saturday night, but I think the producer said no.
Well, the outfit is in a pair of pants.
That's what I mean.
He makes us look average.
Have you got it, Alan?
No.
Watch how quickly Alan...
No. No, I haven't.
Watch how quickly Alan finds this picture. You will be amazed.
Look at it.
Come on, it's not...
There it is!
Yay!
Lift it up a little. Ooh, Harry. Yeah.
Can we show it to the camera?
Sorry.
Yeah, look at this.
We'll show
this to the camera. It's amazing.
Mm.
I have to say, you look pretty fit.
Thanks, mate.
That looks all right.
He's moving! He's moving! Look at that, look!
I think I'd make the switch.
Don't go down that road again, Jason. Come on.
Yeah.
Don't get Attitude closed down for whatever you do. My God, when I look at that, it is like looking in the mirror for me. Because you've always been in good shape, especially being a drummer. You've always had really good arms.
Yeah,
and all
arms
that.
Helps with drumming. Yeah,
but have you noticed a difference?
If anything, I've lost weight.
You look like you've lost weight.
Yeah, because you're just constantly on the move and standing up for sort of 10 hours a day and moving about. But you know, it's a good thing. It's just trying to eat the right things and keep going. There you go, Chels.
That looks like that one's for you.
Oh, no, it's a bit much for me.
It's unbelievable.
Go on, Harry Bow.
Well, I think you look great, Harry. And
thanks, mate.
What's down your pants? Is it socks?
No.
Yeah, it is. It is, it's socks. Let me have a look. Let me zoom in. Wow. Your missus must be loving it.
Well, yeah, she's happy.
I bet she's happy. She'll be happy when you finish. How much she's not seen you?
I've literally not seen her. We haven't seen anyone, have we?
No.
It's mad. I mean, it's been absolutely amazing, but you are literally working every day, dancing, training, but it's been an absolutely incredible experience. So,
well, listen to this. J-Don official fans are behind him all the way. Don't underestimate the power of the Jace fans.
Of the Don.
Jason Twin Strictly is amazing. In Len's words, he's the midwife as he keeps delivering. Says Lisa in Birmingham.
Thanks, Lisa.
I saw Jason the week before Strictly started. And I go, how's it going? He goes, mate.
Mate.
Mate. Mate. Don't put any money on me. I'm awful. And I'm like, really? He goes, I can't dance. Comes out the first week. Look at him. And now he's in the final. Can't dance.
He's a hustler.
He is.
You know, I'm trying my best, I have to say. But it's been an incredible experience.
Don't get him started. Amazing. Here we go. Go on, Jason.
It's about the journey, not the destination.
Journey, not the destination.
But I have to say, I was listening to this.
Go on, Jason. Go on, do it.
Back in 1972, when I was in Australia, I learned to dance as a little child in nappies. Then I moved forward to the mother country in England, and it all went downhill from there.
Yeah, 72, my ass.
68, actually.
58.
How old are you, Chris?
24.
Very nice.
So there you are.
Just for men. Hair dye?
What? Do I dye my hair? You've got to be kidding me.
Dye it grey.
I'm greyer than the weather.
Phillip Schofield look.
Well, that's what I'm
the
hoping
big
for.
Phil, the silver fox.
I'm hoping like, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a good head of hair. It's just the wrong colour. But, you know, hey.
Wish I could say the same.
The chicks dig it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to say, I was listening to the show, and I think we were at a few weeks back
in Manchester,
and yes. You told that funny story when I was coming out the car park, and you shouted to me, you know, "Oh, will we see you tomorrow?" And I wound down the window. I think you were outside doing something.
I think we were just leaving or something.
Yeah. And. And I said, yes, I'll see you in the morning. And then I quickly put the windscreen wiper down or whatever it was and said, no, I won't see you tomorrow. I'm not going to see you for at least 6 weeks. And that was that story.
That's a great story.
It's a great story.
Glad to hear that.
And again, he got up on stage that night and sang as well.
Yeah.
Gary Barlow literally goes, well, thanks for coming to this special night. So many people are here. Jason's here. He's up. Too many broken. You love it. And he did the Royal Albert Hall as well the other week, didn't he?
Actually, yeah, that was an amazing
show. Was that the night the Royals were
what
in?
What song did you sing?
I sang Too Many Broken Hearts. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Classic.
You know,
I think the Beatles would have been proud with that song. Yeah. Oh,
Paul McCartney said to her, I'm going,
the song I should have written.
Written.
Yeah.
I should have written it. That's what I should have done. Speaking of which, by the way, we were wondering while you're here, Jason, if, you know, you would make some of our dreams come true. Because myself and my friend Dave here...
Hello.
Obviously, we're huge fans of the three of you.
Is this going to test my intelligence? Or?
No.
Nope.
No.
We'd like to sing with you.
Okay.
Chelsea, what are you doing?
Oh, sorry, I'm speaking to Harriet.
Well, we're still on.
No, I'm sorry.
What do you need, a wee? What's wrong?
No, I was just speaking to him.
Right, okay. We were wondering if we could sing with you.
Sure.
Absolutely. Really?
Absolutely. I don't know. If it's especially, is it especially for you?
It might be.
Yeah, we're not prepared with the lyrics.
In fact, I think the key is probably too high, but I'll give it a try. It was always, in those days, it was always a matter of getting the performance rather than the comfort zone.
Is it the girl first? Is it Kylie first?
And then I think so. Yes, it is.
Yeah. So you and me could do.
Yeah. Well, should we do Kylie?
Of course.
And then Jason could do Jason.
Is this karaoke or is this actually to the record?
This is.
Wow! How much detail do you want? It's a karaoke track.
You should. Yeah. Okay.
All right. We're not going to take it too seriously.
It's karaoke, is it?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Two.
Especially for you.
We're on it. Come on. Here we go.
Especially for you. I wanna let you know what I was going through. All the time we were apart, I thought of you. You were in my heart. My love never changed. I still feel the same. Especially for you. I wanna tell you I was feeling that way too. And if dreams are wings, you know, I would have flown to you to be where you are.
No matter how far,
but now that I'm next to you, no more dreaming about tomorrow. Forget the loneliness and the sorrow.
I've got to say
it's all because of you. Together, I want to show you my heart is so, so true. And all the love I am is especially for you. Okay, are we going to keep going?
No.
Thank God.
That is a tune.
He didn't even need the words.
No. And he can still not reach those high notes.
I love it. Yeah, I'm not warmed up.
I enjoyed that a lot.
Wow.
That's my favourite J-Don official track.
I think yeah,
is it true you're dancing to that track at the weekend?
I requested it, but
it's really?
Yeah.
That would have been very funny.
I tell you what, it would have increased my chances, that's for
well.
Sure. With now, the way the betting's going, that's for sure.
Jason, who do you think's going to win?
Well, that's a really tough question for me to answer.
Awkward.
I think I'm in with a good chance.
Do you think?
There's nothing like a dark horse. Yeah.
And I think he's right, Jason. I mean, he doesn't deserve to win it, but he could.
If I had to pick someone, I would go for me.
Well, Chelsea, who do you think is going to win?
I think Harry Nater.
Oh.
Definitely.
And Harry, who do you think is going to win?
Himself.
You think Harry as well, don't you?
No. I think Jason. I'm a big fan. No, I'd say, to be honest, it's very tough to call.
I think it is.
I think Jason's been incredible. I think Chelsea, for me, has been possibly the best answer. So I'll give it to you. You gave it to me. Why don't we share it?
Love you, Harry Bell.
Love it too.
Can I just say, I think we're all winners.
Yeah. Apart from Robbie Savage.
I think that anyone that, and I'm really honest here, anyone that takes this show on, you know, I think deserves, you know, credit because it is the most incredible ride. It requires so much sort of...
play the music.
Yeah, it requires dedication. I mean, just getting up there on a Saturday night is tough, and I think we're all sort of winners.
I think for us to get to the final anyway is just amazing in itself. So whoever wins, fully deserves it.
Let's share the glitter ball.
Yes,
unless I win.
So have you all got your friends and family coming down for the final at the weekend?
Yep. Yep.
Very nice.
Exciting.
And it's the McFly boys
coming
down?
The McFly boys are coming. Tom, Danny and Dougie will be there.
They've been really supportive. They've been there like every week.
Yeah, every week.
Well, they're my best friends.
Well, but they've got nothing else to do.
That's another
thing. And they get a free ticket.
You know, what's Tom going to do? What is he going to do?
True.
He's like that. Come on, hurry up. A mortgage, come on. Only Stargirl on a Friday, keeping us going.
That's brilliant.
So, yeah, I forgot. It's in Blackpool as well, isn't
it?
Finals in Blackpool. That'll be a great night out on Saturday.
The rap party should be fun.
Can you imagine that?
Have you been out in Blackpool, Jason?
I haven't actually.
Oh, it's an experience.
I can't wait to get up there, actually.
It's lively.
It's all about the pleasure beach, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's all about many things up in Blackpool.
I can imagine. I hear the people are amazing up there.
They are amazing.
Yeah.
It's a great night out. You'll have a really good night. What else should we play?
Woo! This is for you, Chelsea.
What is it?
Oh. I love it.
You like it?
I love it.
Ready?
Oh.
Sing. Oh, yeah, you're a big fan.
I don't know the words, but I know the chorus.
You know the chorus.
Chelsea, you are adorable. You don't know the words, but you love the song. You didn't know it was Harry. It's his song. It's unbelievable.
Is that a McFly song?
Yeah. Oh, it's one of their best.
If anybody sees
it. Not yet.
All right. Yeah.
That's coming out.
Go on. Go on, Chelsea. God, don't dance like that on Saturday night, for God's sake. Imagine you come on. Imagine just if you got to the final and you just went, I don't really care, and you just came out and just gave it a bit of that.
You know what? I have to say, Chris, that has crossed my mind, mate. It has crossed my mind.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, what can they do? There's nothing.
Nothing at all.
And you know what? This weekend, it's in 3D as well. Yes. So can you imagine doing that at the cameras? And these people are sitting at home going, what is this all about?
Oh, I would love that.
Is this why Savage has been banned from certain moves?
That is why Savage has been banned from the entire event.
Savage's nose in your living room.
And in your kitchen.
Dancing like an absolute divvy. Look, Jason Donovan. That'd be great. All right, what else should we... Oh, hang on. We didn't get to the chorus, did we?
Drumming in the background.
This is a great song, Harry.
Thank you.
It really is. You ready, Chelsea?
If anybody sees her, shine a light on her.
Oh, I know the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, the chorus. Shine a light on her. Hey.
What are you shining a light on her? What? On her? Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. Hey, shine a light on her, hey. Anyway, enough of the songs. Right, so.
Oh.
You know, Chelsea.
What a contrast. Wow.
You know,
this is.
What you know some days when I'm in the bedroom, you know. I close my eyes. Draw back the curtains. Which, by the way, is weird because normally you open your eyes and you open the curtains. Mm. You don't close your eyes and open the curtains. Because that's mental. Imagine how that was. So whether like I can't see, love. I got. I'm gonna see nothing. I think it's still night time. You open your eyes, Jason. Oh yeah. Cheers, love. Jade on official.
Jade on official. Just don't forget that.
Don't forget it.
Any dream will do. Yeah. And it could happen.
Hey, there we go.
Oh, hang on. I'm, let me play that one. Sorry, no. It's
over. Hey. Too many hits.
It's unbelievable. I tell you what, McFly needs to get out on tour.
We are.
That's what you need to do. Next year.
Next year.
When?
It's sold out already.
Wow.
No, I won't plug it then.
Actually, no. Wait. There are a couple. There are still some tickets available. I think it's about two or three shows.
Yeah.
Still available.
Wow. Yeah, go and see McFly live. Hey, Jason, Chelsea. Harry's a hell of a drummer.
Mm.
He's a brilliant drummer.
Can't wait to see him live. Actually.
Yeah, these guys are going to come to the show. Chelsea's going to come to Manchester and Jay's going to come to Hammersmith, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm sure you gave me a set of your drumsticks.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And I've got them, I use them.
Do you?
I've got an electronic drum kit.
Oh, yeah, you told me, yeah.
But the only thing is the, I don't know what you call it, the foot pedally thing?
Yeah.
Well, I need to get it screwed into the floor, but I've got wooden floors, so it's a bit of a nightmare. So what I do is I have a set of drumsticks that I need to that I jam it in with.
Mm. You can clip it onto the bass drum.
I mean, it's clipped, but every time I hit it, the bass drum keeps moving further and further away. I end up doing playing the drums and doing the splits.
Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah, I'm getting better on the drums, you know.
Good times.
I can do a good Sex on Fire.
Yeah.
How are your neighbours?
It's electronic. So I wear headphones.
Oh, okay.
So the annoying thing is, while I'm playing, if you're in the room, all you hear is...
Okay. Yeah. That sounds like complete hell for the people down below.
Yeah,
I'd rather hear the drums actually going. Well,
that's what I do. That's all part of a master plan. Wow. It's too much noise. Oh, I'll just plug speakers in. No, it's more melodic. Right, before you go, we have to have a little game, which you can all play.
Mm.
This is one of my favourite things that we like to do. This is called the Strictly Come Dancing Judges Scoring Game. All right? You've been on the show for how many weeks?
This is our...
13
This is our 12th week.
All right.
Is it?
No, so that's the amount we've rehearsed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you see the judges giving their scores, but have you worked out a pattern in how they score? You know how if Len gives one score... Does Alicia give a different score or a similar score? Does she normally go higher or lower?
It tends to go low with
Well, let's find out.
And then sort of, and then high-ish.
Jason, let's find out, shall we? Let's take some random scores from Strictly.
The judges' scores are in.
Craig Revel-Horwood.
5.
Right. So, Len Goodman, what would he say?
7.
Yeah. You think if Craig gives a 5, Len gives a 7.
Yeah, definitely. All right.
Craig Revel-Horwood.
5.
Len Goodman.
6.
Oh! Close.
All right, so it's a 5 for Craig, a 6 for Len. What would Alicia do?
7.
Do you think she goes 7?
She might go 8.
Oh, 8.
From a 6, from a Len 6.
It's a big up.
Well, no.
7.
I'd go 7.
Jason says 7. Yeah, Charles says 7. Harry, you're saying?
Actually, she's pretty supportive of Alicia because she's been there. I might go for an 8.
Harry, what are you going for?
Go for a 7 with me.
Okay, Chels.
Alicia Dixon.
7.
Yay! Oh.
Good shout, that has.
This is a great game.
Then okay, it's got to be a 7 or a 6 for Bruno.
Okay, no, 7. 7.
Yeah,
I go
7.
I go Bruno and Alicia 7. Often give the same score, so...
Bruno Tonio. 7.
Yay! Yeah. Yeah. Harry, go again.
Yeah. Do you want to go again?
You guys are
one more round?
Yeah, this is fun.
All right.
I love this game.
Craig Revel-Horwood. 4.
So it's a 4 from Craig. Len would then go what, Chelsea?
6, I reckon.
6.
Jason?
7.
All right.
Craig Revel-Horwood. 4. Len Goodman.
7.
Oh! Oh! Win, I love
Jay Dawn official.
So, if Len gives a 7, what would Alicia then give, Jason?
She would be about an 8, I reckon.
Yeah. Do you think? Harry?
7 or an 8.
Tough, isn't it?
Yeah. I think 8.
I'm going to go eight.
Jason?
Go. Yeah, same.
Eight.
I'm going to go 7. I think she'll go the same as Len.
I think I'm going to go what you're going.
All right, well, you go what I'm going then.
Harry, what are you going to do?
I'm sticking with 8.
Let's both stick with 8.
All right.
Craig Revelhorde.
No.
4. Ben Goodman.
7.
Alicia Dixon.
7.
Yay!
Right. Which means Bruno will say...
7.
I think so.
Bruno Tognoni.
7.
Yay! You see?
Great game. You should put that one out.
That's the only reason I watch the show. All that dancing gets in the way. I watch that. I like to watch it for that reason, and also to see Bruce looking confused when they've come to him and he didn't hear a test properly.
Well,
we'll find out when that couple's come back later on. Back to you, Brucey.
Hello.
He
likes a bit of, during the dress rehearsal, he likes everyone to keep relatively calm upstairs in the...
Well, he's 98 years old, you know, he needs to...
You've got to admire that guy. I mean, all of us sit backstage and
Chelsea believed you then. She went, is that how old he is?
No, he's not. He's about 82, isn't he? 83?
85, Jason, was it? Was it?
Yeah, he's 85.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
Same birthday as me, but a different year, Chelsea. Okay. Just so you know, same month and day, but different. Me, Bruce Forsyth, and Drew Barrymore. It's a hell of a collection.
Yeah, what a party that would be.
Well, listen,
Drew Barrymore.
I think you should all what?
Not Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore,
not Michael Barrymore.
I thought you. That's what.
No.
Oh God.
So let me give everybody's little Twitter a little mention, because you should all follow your favourite dancer on Twitter.
It's all on the Chris Moore show if you want to see it.
It's all on the Chris Moore show.
Thanks,
if
Alan.
You want to see it. There you go. That means Alan doesn't want me to mention Jay Dunn Official.
It means it makes it easy to follow.
At Jay Dunn Official, at McFly Harry, or at Chelsea Healy. There you go. Oh, and they're all at Chris Moyle Show. Yeah. See?
Thank you.
Who's got the most followers?
Harry, without a doubt.
100%.
Yeah.
What have you got?
I think about 370.
That's it in the bag already.
Yeah, but can I just say, Dougie and Tom are on like 600,000, so I'm way behind there.
Yeah,
it
but
is
that's
amazing,
still amazing
what this show has done with Twitter followers, hasn't it?
It's
just gone through.
That's
the
why you did it, isn't it, Jay Dunn?
Absolutely. The only reason.
That's why he's saying
Jay Dunn Official, 54,000.
Wow. I mean, that was 5 in January.
Really?
Seriously.
Yep. Well, what I've. 300,000 for Harry. Look at that. Let me have a little press these buttons here and I'll find out. These computers are so slow. At McFly Harry, 372,000.
Oh, wow. Gosh. Harry's doing it.
That alone's got the glitter ball in the bag.
Chelsea, 56,261.
Ooh. Oh, I'm going to love them all. Thank you for following. You'll put up, boy. Yeah.
You're more popular than Jason Donovan.
I love it.
Oh, well, very nice. Well, look, good luck. Enjoy Blackpool.
Thank you.
Enjoy
the
show.
Yeah, you've all done
it. Best of luck.
Really, really well.
Thank you so much.
I don't know who I want to win. I think you're all winners.
Thank you.
In my eyes, apart from Jason, who he's not a winner. He's just lucky. Let's be honest.
I am lucky. I can tell you, I'm so lucky to have got this far. But
you deserve it, mate.
It's
been an amazing experience, and you know, I have to say, I met some great people. And put the music on, Chief.
Yeah, I'm looking.
I've lost the moment, but it's been an incredible experience. And Harry, I just want to say thank you for holding my hand backstage.
Pleasure.
And Chelsea, you're inspirational, I have to say.
I was about to find out what she was holding backstage then. Harry, thank you for holding my hand. And Chelsea, well, thank you. Whatever that means. All right, well, make sure everybody's watching Saturday night at 7 o'clock on BBC One and BBC HD. And it's going to be in 3D. Wow.
Yeah, I love it. 3D's brilliant. You've got to get the glasses, though. Have you got a 3D TV?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Wow, you're a special one.
I know, but if you want to know the truth, it's broken.
Why?
It's just... the box broken.
What have you been doing in front of it, Chris?
No, it's getting fixed. Do you know what I did with the 3D TV? So to cut a long story short, so I got it. I brought my mum and dad round, and I brought a friend of mine, our doctor, who's a friend of ours, a doctor, and he comes round because he's thinking about getting 3D TV. So I said to mum and dad, when he comes round, we won't put the 3D on, but we'll sit with the glasses on. It won't be in 3D, but we'll see if he falls for it. So we all put our glasses on, and my dad goes, "Bloomin' hell, that's brilliant." That's it. Look, it's like they're in the room. And mum's going, "Oh my God, it's brilliant. Look at that. Jesus, look, it's brilliant." And Nick's going, I can't see much difference. Can you not see how good it is, Nick? Well, no. And I was so disappointed he wasn't going to sit there and go, "That is remarkable. Wow."
But your mum's amazing.
She loves you.
Yeah, I know. She came up to me at that Gary's thing, and she was very, very sort of warm and complimentary.
Oh, she loves Strictly. Yeah. She loves Strictly. Oh, she does. Yeah. You know, she's going to love watching you in 3D.
I love that.
Bashing into the cameras.
Yeah.
He'll be there. You know, on The X Factor, when Talisa always sticks around at the beginning, yes. You watch when he comes down the set, at J Don Official. Right, I've got to play a song because Alan's going to explode. Good luck. Love to see you all.
Thank
Have
you.
A great
Thank
weekend.
You. Thanks for
Chelsea,
for
Jason, and Harry, everybody. Finalists for Strictly Come Dancing 2011. And Jason Donovan's greatest hits still available.